Right now, we welcome in Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Bruns joining us to recap this past Monday's meeting. Of course, Commissioner Bruns serves as the chairperson for the Lincoln County Commissioners. Commissioner Bruns, good to see you in the studio again.
Well, good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody out there listening.
Commissioner Bruns, how'd the rest of your week go last week after we had you on Tuesday?
It was a very busy, very busy week for things that I'll probably not discuss here, but been out there talking to a lot of people. So,
did you get to enjoy the warmer weather that we had last week then?
It was extremely enjoyable being outside knocking on people's doors in this nice weather. So,
and,
I'll take it.
You and the missus are probably excited having the kids outdoors a little bit more now too.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
I think all parents kind of feel that way when it gets this time of the year, don't they?
And the kids are really enjoying it because it makes chores a lot easier.
Yeah. And you don't have cabin fever. I mean, you and I are the same way, George. You want to be outside, but.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Got to have Mother Nature cooperative.
I know what that cabin fever's like. I know how good it feels to be outside, even if you got work to do at this time of year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this morning, there were birds singing across the street from each other. And like, hey, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. And, you know, you look outside and you're. Even though it's been as dry as it has been, there's some things starting to green up out in the field. So
there really is. I was looking at my flower bed, I think it was last week, and noticed there's some green starting to poke through, and that kind of did prompt me to be paying more attention. I have seen that there is some pastures out there getting a little bit of green, like you said too, Commissioner Bruns.
Yeah, so hopefully we get some precipitation today.
Yes, that'd be nice. Much needed, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Now, one thing we didn't get to talk to you a whole lot about last week, Commissioner Bruns, I think we did mention it a little bit, but it was definitely brought up in the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting yesterday, you told me off the air a few moments ago, is the Votaw Road fire, and what a week it was for our area fire departments, and not just the area ones, but ones throughout the state that came to assist.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So we did have a debrief in our meeting yesterday. You know, you talk about the past couple weeks, really, and we've had numerous fires break out. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, most of them have been able to get extinguished rather quickly. But our volunteer fire departments throughout the county, throughout the region, they've been extremely busy. And that was evident to me on Sunday. I went to the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department's spaghetti feed.
Oh, it's delicious.
Out in Hershey.
I've never had spaghetti as good as I have when I get to that.
But the conversations I was having with the volunteer firefighters, they were exhausted. They were ready for all that to be done. But
understandably so.
But yeah, the Votaw fire was that was an interesting experience. That broke out. Oh goodness, Thursday, I believe. And
I think it was a Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Yeah,
the days are all running together with that thing.
I don't doubt you.
You're right. It was a Tuesday. I got a call from Brandon Myers in late afternoon, early evening, and he gave me a brief on what was going on, and you could hear some concern in his voice, and so I went down to his office down at the public safety building, and he just kind of laid it all out, and there was concern that the fire. Where it was in the canyon and the way the wind was blowing out of the south.
Strong wind.
Very strong wind, extremely dry conditions, and it was hitting the cedar trees in the canyon, that was just going to carry right down the canyon all the way to the river. And so I signed a disaster declaration for the county. It allowed him to utilize some county resources, and more importantly, it allowed him to go to the state and formally request additional resources from the state. Governor Ricketts responded really quickly the next day. We had a state emergency declaration, and the resources flooded in, and I'm so grateful for that. We had, in total, there were 63 different agencies that helped out with that fire.
Wow.
45 different volunteer firefighting agencies responded from across the state. I mean, from Scotts Bluff all the way to Buffalo County, north all the way to the border.
Wow.
We just had a huge response, and they worked so hard. We had 4 fixed-wing aircraft on reserve. The National Guard came in and responded. We had 2 Black Hawk helicopters and a Chinook helicopter, and without them, who knows how bad this would have been.
But I was going to say, you guys must have made your case pretty well persuasively to the state.
Yes.
And then Governor Ricketts picked it right up, like you said, and boom. And as he said yesterday, there was some money involved. Didn't know how we were going to cover the expenses and all that. So, but the state stepped up and helped out with that too, right?
Yep, and that's what those funds are used for. So
yeah,
we're grateful.
And you signed the emergency declaration, Commissioner Bruns, as the chairperson of the Lincoln County Commissioners. That's
correct.
Authority that the chair has?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so, but just wanted to verify.
Yeah, state statute authorizes that, and so we executed that authorization, and it opened up the doors, and we were able to get those resources in.
So that was discussed yesterday at the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. It was a very busy meeting. You and I were talking off the air, especially when we talk about roads. The 1-6 year road plan was discussed yesterday primarily as well.
Yeah, so this is an annual thing. We typically get a really good turnout of citizens throughout the county coming in. This year was kind of a unique year because that department is in transition.
Mm-hmm.
I give a lot of credit to all the personnel in that roads department for stepping up and contributing to the planning process. And they provided us a really good plan, but there's some things that the citizens of the county need to be aware of. We're obviously in an inflationary environment.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's feeling the pinch at the pump.
Yes.
When it comes to fuel prices, and that affects a lot of different things.
Sure.
Our roads, for instance. And so the cost of asphalt has skyrocketed.
That has a lot to do with the price of oil.
Exactly. Right? It's directly tied to the price of oil because oil is mm-hmm. a product of that process.
Prime ingredient.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're probably not going to get to a whole lot of overlays in our maintenance program over this next year, probably the next couple years.
Due to circumstances out of the county's control.
Exactly. And you know, there's the city's in the same boat. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different counties and municipalities throughout the region that are feeling this across the state and really across the country. So
yeah,
we'll divert our resources, our time, our energy, and our money into some other worthwhile endeavors when it comes to our road maintenance. Probably work on shoring up and creating some good base to our dirt roads, our gravel roads, and pulling ditches and making sure that, you know, the rest of our infrastructure is where it needs to be. And so I think there's a silver lining in that because a lot of focus throughout the year is focused on those hard surface, the oil roads. And this will allow us to make a concerted effort on some areas where maybe they didn't get that in the past.
Sure.
So. Sounds good. It sounds like an adjustment, but what an adjustment. Roads department's been through a lot of adjustments lately.
Yeah.
And you guys gave credit to the foreman. I think the district foremen were there and, you know, the whole road crew, I think.
Yeah, every person in that department should receive a lot of credit, and I give them a lot of thanks. But our roads foreman absolutely stepped up. The road construction foreman, mm-hmm. Brian Gloss, stepped up. Jen, who works in the office and does a lot of the administrative stuff, she has put in a lot of time and hours into this. So give them a lot of credit and thanks. And again, they provided a good template for us to use as a guide moving forward over the next year. So
it'll be an interesting year. And it'll continue to be an interesting year.
It'll be an interesting year. We're actually conducting some interviews for the county road superintendent this week.
Oh, awesome.
Our personnel committee is. We got some really good candidates, and I look forward to speaking with them and advancing a couple good candidates to the full board.
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
That's
narrow
the plan.
It down to two?
Yep.
So the interviews will be conducted this week by that committee, like you said, and then, like George said, those individuals will be narrowed down to two that will go before the five Lincoln County commissioners?
That's our plan.
That's
our personnel committee is comprised of me and Commissioner Jerry Woodruff, and we'll have those conversations this week and make a, you know, it's going to be difficult, I think, because on paper we have some really solid candidates, but for the sake of being efficient and taking, you know, advantage of time effectively for the full board, we'll whittle it down to two and bring those before the full board.
Well, and having a lot of quality candidates, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows the interest that we have in the area and with the county as well.
Yeah,
so.
I'm excited.
Again, we have Chairperson of Lincoln County Commissioners, Chris Bruns, joining us here to recap yesterday's meeting. And Commissioner Bruns, was there anything else off that meeting you wanted to bring up today, sir?
You know, we had a lot of administrative stuff that came before us. I would say that we're making some progress on the Sutherland Bridge on the North River. Mm. That's been a long going project.
Sure.
Getting everything taken care of there. We squared away some of the right of way. We have one more little issue with right of way that will get addressed here in the near future. And we're waiting on a historic or an archaeological study, the final report to come back from the Army Corps of Engineers. And once that's done, we're hoping to get ground broke immediately after that. We were hoping to get that done last year, last fall. But you know government. And
but
there's unexpected hurdles that arise.
As we learned from the situation with the Votaw Road fire, government can move quickly when it needs to.
When it needs to. This is one of those things that I wish that things would move a little bit faster.
Sure,
and
sure.
I know that there's a lot of people out there in northwestern Lincoln County that wish the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. But it sounds like you're staying persistent and still determined to get it done.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Good.
Commissioner Bruns, if there's anybody in the county that wants to get in contact with you as the chairperson of the Lincoln County Commissioners or get in contact with their own commissioner that represents their respected area, how can they do so?
So I would encourage people to go to our county website. The commissioners have their own tab on that, and if you click on the name of the commissioner, it will pull up a hyperlink for our email address. And so you can find us there. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, because I'm a big proponent of being accessible, I hand out my cell phone number. People shake their head at me for doing this, but that number is 308-660-6049. I think it's important for us to be accessible to the public.
Transparency, right?
Exactly.
Commissioner Bruns, always appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks
Thank you, everybody out there.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.